This is Linda Butler. I'm calling the Personnel Committee meeting to order. It's August 14th, 2025, and it's 9 a.m.
Do you want to skip down to item, well, okay, call to order comments from the public?
There is no public. No, I want to do this in order.
Okay.
So, we will wait.
So am I, are the personnel people coming? What did I, I'm reading.
Corey's coming so that we can meet him, and he was texting me 15 minutes ago?
No, that's what I thought. That's fine. I just thought, yeah.
And I don't know about Brandon.
I was going to say, I read it, and then I couldn't remember what I read.
Actually, I don't remember either.
But, yeah, so they're coming.
And then we'll introduce him at the board meeting as well. Yeah, he said he was coming, so.
Do you want to turn, can we turn off the recording until he gets here?
Pause it.
Pause it. Thank you.
I just have to remember.
Here he comes. Do we want Corey to sit up here someplace?
Welcome, Corey. Thank you for joining us.
Hello.
I am happy to introduce to the Personnel Committee Mr. Corey Karskaden.
Correct.
He's our new utility supervisor. We come up to the Corey, this is John Merchant,
Hi.
Our board president.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And Linda Butler.
Nice to meet you.
Director. We're very happy to have you. Will you come up to the podium and tell us a little bit about yourself and your experience?
So, Corey, how long have you been with us at this point?
Month? I think 3 weeks.
3 weeks, okay.
Okay. So I have about approximately a little over 19 years in utilities. I've worked in wastewater collection, water distribution, and I've was a superintendent over streets, building maintenance, parks, irrigation landscaping, and so forth for the city of Benicia for a little while.
City of?
Benicia.
Benicia, okay.
They're going through some tough budget times and going to get even worse here this next year. But so I was one of many that's being let go at this time.
Okay.
Part of my job was to create RFPs and so forth for the contract out and actually kind of dissolve some of the parks and building maintenance division due to budget cuts. But I'm here to fix and clean up everything out here in Rancho Mirada now. So a little less than 3,000 connections. We're working on the meters right now. And the water distribution system, I got some smoke test stuff ordered so we can start smoke testing lines again, which I guess hasn't been done out here in some time, for the sewer system, and get some of the sewer system repairs and maintenance done that's a little lacking.
Good news. So, how long were you at Benicia?
I was with Benicia only a few months.
Oh.
City of Folsom for a little over 18 years.
Oh, okay. 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 That's good news.
So I also had a short time at Placer County Water Agency, also working on their treatment plants and fixing and maintaining their multiple treatment plants for the Placer County Water Agency.
Super.
It sounds like you've had a lot of experience that will work well with this job in Rancho Marietta.
That's the plan, that's from what I'm understanding. So pretty well-rounded. I've been building homes and remodels and stuff since I was 10 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
My father didn't know how to work on cars, so I went to college to learn auto mechanics. And basically from there, in 2006, when I saw the economy taking, I went from building homes to work for the city of Folsom. And that's when I got into wastewater.
Can you fix our trucks?
I'm working on it.
I'm kidding.
I am working on a couple. So I'm trying to get right now quotes from Ford for some parts for some of the seats and so forth, to get some of the seats and everything repaired on some of the trucks, so we don't have any work comp claims or issues going forward. But it is coming, and it's quite a bit to work on. So
there's a lot to do, I
absolutely
suspect. Yeah, right.
And luckily, we're getting two more guys to kind of help.
We need to talk about that, when that's going to happen.
Well needed. The applications are coming in now. As soon as it closes, then we'll do the interviews.
Okay.
But right now, we're and we got one gentleman still out that hopefully will be coming back here shortly on at least light duty or something. He maybe do some stuff around until he's 100% again. So it's things are progressing. It's going to take time for sure.
And what are your certifications? What's your highest?
So I have a D5, a T2. I have a cross-connection control specialist cert, a backflow prevention tester cert. I have a QEL, which is Qualified Water Efficiency Landscaper cert. I also have a, I forget half the certs. a water efficiency cert. Let's see, a water efficiency grade 1, I believe, through AWWA. Collections 2 cert. Class B license. And that's something I'd like to try and get as a Vactor. We need a Vactor truck here for emergency spills and more sewer maintenance. It'd actually be beneficial compared to the small Vactor we have here. It's not Class B. It's only a 5-gallon tank, so it doesn't hold much. So whenever we have a sewer spill or something, we typically, from what I understand, contract out or call out. Mm-hmm. It'd save us a lot of money if we had a Vactor truck and did it all in-house. So I'd like to get one or two guys at minimum Class B certified, and as I am already, and get a truck in here so we can start doing that maintenance as well. Because we can put a jetter router on the front of the truck and have a 1,000-plus-gallon back truck, which will then allow us to clean up sewer spills and everything much much faster and easier and do it all in-house.
That's nice. Cool.
Could you do me or us a favor? that's a fabulous resume. when we come to talk to the board, could we just have a quick rundown on what you did and what you see as what we need to have?
Yeah, happen. Just something they can put in the packet so the rest of the board can follow along. But you already have that pretty much.
I just have your write up that I put in the pipeline.
Oh well, that's fine. Is that adequate?
I didn't talk about your.
Certs or anything?
Yeah, certs or anything.
Okay.
So, if you could write something up.
Put that together and send it to you? Or?
Today, please. Not that, I know you're not really that busy. So.
Never.
No.
Time for everything.
Yeah, she's got a deadline to get the packet out, so.
Okay.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be much, just.
Yeah, a paragraph, bullet points with your certifications, the top 5 certifications.
Yeah.
Right. The reason I'm asking for this is because you're gonna be working. Maybe we'll get to see you, and maybe the community will get to see you. Maybe they won't. I think it's just important for them to know. We had Ron here for a long time. People knew him, so I think it's important for the board and the community to know who you are and what you can do. So
for sure,
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Certainly,
we're very glad to have you here.
Yes, we are. We're delighted.
And then we'll see you at 5 o'clock on next Wednesday.
21st?
20th.
20th, okay.
Okay.
Sure.
Great.
Nice meeting.
Thanks, Gordon.
Thank
nice
you.
To meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Okay.
You got an extra pen over there?
Yes, or would you prefer a pencil, sir?
Well, whatever works. My.
Now you can color code your notes,
not
I do.
Yeah, wonderful.
I'm sorry, this airplane is going on.
Please.
Thank you.
Are you ready for the morning?
We're having one.
Start playing a little bit of music.
The next two discussion items. We don't really need to discuss them separately, except to say that one is in relation to the patrol officer job description and the other is the gate officer job description. we're bringing this to personnel because we are going to be requesting some changes in the security job descriptions, and we have some specific things to go over in the board meeting discussion, and it will be in the packet as a discussion item. And basically, what we want to do is start using the patrol officer and gate officer job descriptions and eliminate the CSO job description, and we are going to present all of that information at the board meeting to the board. So essentially, if we are able to do that, the patrol officer job description and gate officer job description will go back to the July 17th, 2024 job descriptions that we are using with some modifications. And also with basically separate discussion regarding equipment and certifications, which would include firearms and other objects used in security. So unless we have some questions or additions that we want, an addition will be that will be presented as continuing discussion item is the revision of the manual, the training manual for security. Brandon has finished or completed that.
And he sent it over to Shannon at the union.
Okay, that's good.
I know that.
Okay.
So that's something that's never come to the board before, that
that's
training,
right.
That manual.
Right. And so what we need to discuss is A, what's in the manual, and how does it work with observe and report, right?
Yeah, one of the things, the only thing that I've been thinking about, and it I don't know if it fits in here or it fits in as a result of what we do with these job descriptions. Mm-hmm. It basically says that their job in here is. It uses the word crime prevention, and I'm not sure if deterrence is not a better word. Maybe, I don't know. I thought about that because I've seen that word in some of the other stuff that I've read. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We can discuss that. But the other thing is where it gets to the point that their job is basically observe and report. Does it make any sense to define that in here?
I think it absolutely does.
In other words, if you're going to
That's what I was hoping to be able to accomplish when we talked about the manual, to actually have.
You know, the manual is kind of a shadow document. It's kind of an internal document that maybe only the security department is seeing. And I think it, for transparency's sake, that letting the community know.
But we don't have the revised. I don't have the revised version, and so.
I'll send it to you.
Okay. I think it's big enough that we have to address it separately. We have to look at it and say this is a part of what we're asking. If it's a training manual, this is what we're asking the security officers to do. And so we need to know there are some specific things that they don't do. And one is respond to domestic violence calls that has to go to the sheriff. And I'm not sure the community understands some of that. So that's why it's not that we could put it on the agenda as a separate item, but I think we need to have the actual information, and Brandon could probably put together a list of the basic things and what they can't do and what they have to call the sheriff's department on.
And that goes in the manual, correct?
That's what he said that's in the manual.
Yeah. Well, so, but just go back to the job description for a minute. If we're gonna, as five people, as a board, are gonna approve the job description, and the job description is basically observe and report. I want somebody to tell me what that is.
Yeah, and that's what.
Quite frankly, I don't know.
Well, and the impression that I have is that is that observe and report broken down to job functions.
Yeah.
Does show up in the manual.
Yeah, and it should.
Yeah.
But I think that. And we can put the manual on the website. But when we're specifically addressing the job descriptions, I'd like, I don't know if it takes five words or five sentences or five paragraphs to describe, observe, and report.
Okay.
And I just...
We can do that.
Yeah, because collectively, I think we have to agree what it is.
Okay, so I'll have Brandy.
You know, there's a couple of other things involved in this, and that is HR. And all of this stuff has to go through HR before it's
approved.
Approved. Yeah.
So,
I mean, the board can approve it, but we have to wait through the HR process.
Yeah. So I will ask Brandon to give me a summary of what observe and report means and add it in the summary section of the job description for the Patrol 1 and Patrol 2.
Okay.
And I am hopeful that the meeting on Wednesday, the board meeting, will bring the board to a discussion and a decision about the equipment that you want.
We are,
the security department to carry.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then with that, we'll add that into the job description, send it over to HR to go, our wonderful new HR consulting company.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
they
right.
and then they're going to give us legal direction on the things that are in the job description. Then I'll take it back to the board for final approval with their revisions.
We asked Brandon in the security committee meeting if he would please put together the equipment items and discussion direction.
Okay.
So he will be bringing that anyway, I think.
Okay.
But make sure that that you ask him.
Do you know
about the other one?
do you know what is? And I saw it in here, and I was just wondering, what is the California Guard card? I'm not concerned about the firearms card. I just want to know do you know what a California Guard card is?
I can find out.
I'm assuming that if you went and rented security,
they would all have that.
They would have a California Guard card.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is.
Officially, no, is a permit issued by the Bureau of Security and Investigative Services that allows individuals to work as licensed security guards in California. There's a mandatory training, background check, and an application to BSIS, Bureau of Security and Investigative
Services. So one of the things to ask Brendan is...
Do they have it?
Do they have it, or should they have it, or is it good news that they have it?
I think
they all have it. It's mandatory.
Okay.
Yeah, they all have it now.
And
but there's only three of them, right? There's Brandon, Vitaly,
well,
and
one.
They had redlined it in here, and if we want to keep it in, then we need to take the red line out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And that's a decision,
that's,
you know, that goes back
discussion.
To...
And equipment.
Yeah, back to the equipment. So then my question is, do you want to weave the equipment discussion into the changes in the job description, or do you want a separate agenda item for the equipment?
We don't need I don't think we need a separate agenda item.
I don't think we need one, but I think it makes it easier to focus. I mean, we should do this first, because
we should decide what equipment first.
We have to make sure that we are that it gets voted to eliminate the CSO position.
So we'll eliminate the CSO, talk about the equipment, then we'll go into these job descriptions. Is
that's
that the order?
Yeah, that's fine. It's okay with you. Is that the way you want to do it?
I'm just thinking, you know, if we're going to look through these job descriptions, we talked about pulling that out, not putting anything in there. And so, I mean, have to look at the job description so that we can put that, decide whether what they're going to have.
Right.
Is that right?
Because, like, in the job descriptions, this is what's in there now that has a red line through it.
Mm-hmm.
Must possess or successfully obtain the following before completion of probationary period.
Uh-huh.
Valid California Guard card. We just talked about that. Carry firearms, which I'm not worried about at the moment. I don't think that's going anywhere. an oleoresin capsium card.
That's a
pepper spray.
Pepper spray. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Could you put pepper spray in parentheses in there? Thank you.
Because
you're right, we can't, and we can't write these until we actually decide what it is.
So the other part of anything that we have redlined or want to change in the job description part of it, we should go through that. But the equipment one was the one that we basically left it blank for Brandon to bring in his information and for us to, the board, to have a full discussion. So I think we can look at the other ones and make sure that everybody's okay with them. But then not make it a separate item, but just make it a separate discussion. Is that okay?
And then all of this...
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. All of this culminates in...
A job description.
Yeah, but after that, I mean, and maybe it comes from the security department and not from personnel, but it culminates in a letter to the customers.
Ultimately.
Here's what we do.
Perfect. I love that.
Well, that's exactly what we've been talking about in communications also, but... before we do any of this stuff, we have to make sure that we've got it all approved,
right,
and it goes through HR, and everything is copacetic, and we are able to move on this. I want to be very careful that we are on board with all of this and that it gets done properly.
So just to clarify for you, We have in this plan is to evaluate and rewrite everybody's job description from the top to the bottom.
Yeah.
We've already established that we're going to start at the top and we're going to work down.
Mm-hmm.
So there's four of them in there that we know already, or I've talked to them individually, that they're going to start the process and then we'll go from there.
No, this is...
But you can do... You should... I think these ought to be the next, or in... They don't overlap, so they can happen at the same time. But
right.
They should be the first priorities.
These are the first, because they're the ones that, you know, are so top of mind.
I mean, you know, our utility guys are doing what they're doing, and we'll write those. But it doesn't change the world if that doesn't happen on Thursday.
Exactly.
This, I think, is a first priority. And you know what we could do, Amelia, if you're more comfortable with it? We could go through this and say, at the end, we're going to talk about the equipment discussion instead of breaking it up in the middle or something. Would that be better? Look at these. Look at the red line things. And then when we've agreed on that, just do the equipment section separate, which is why we left it out in the first place.
No, I think that we should get rid of the CSO, then talk about equipment, and have a dedicated discussion to the equipment that the board wants them to.
But they don't.
And vote on that discussion, and vote on what you want. Because if you're just discussing it, then I'm going to be on...
It's an action item.
Thursday morning, I'm going to be like, well... I have no idea what they want.
Is this discussion about the jobs?
Yeah, that's
an action item. Yeah. So this is a part of that.
So then you just want to roll that into the discussion about the job descriptions.
Yeah.
That's fine. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Then I don't have to change the agenda.
Hi, Brandon.
Hi, Brandon.
Come on in. Have a seat. Brandon Areno has joined the meeting. We are talking about the job descriptions for the security, particularly security patrol, and something that the committee's asked you to do is to prepare just a few sentences, I mean, as many as you need, to describe what observe and report means.
Okay.
Right? So that everybody in the community, the board, the workers have an idea about that, and then also a list of the equipment that they can potentially carry,
and
what it's what the name of it is, what it's for.
I was going to suggest to you that you make that list. You know, there's maybe five things that we would consider. You know, all the way from handcuffs, mace, tasers, vests, guns, and batons.
Okay,
those are the five or six that I thought of. And those are the five or six that I think we're considering some of.
Yeah.
And Are we gonna include or talk about cameras or whether they carry them or they don't carry them?
The cameras we already carry. It's in the policy.
Yeah, but I mean, is it?
We could mention it.
Sure, I have a separate policy.
Put it in the equipment list or whatever.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And then can I have that this afternoon, please?
Yeah, that's not wrong.
Thank you. Okay. Before you go.
Yeah. Brandon, we know, can make that happen.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Brandon's
amazing.
Awesome.
Ask him for something and
papers.
You got it in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Alrighty.
That's terrific. Okay, so we've settled the fact that we're going to discuss the equipment as a part of the job description.
Wrapped into the, yep, perfect. Mm-hmm. And so into the packet, I will add under this heading, under this topic, I'll add the list that he's making with the different equipment. Yeah? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Options or possibilities, whatever you want to call them.
Okay. So then the committee recommends this going to the board.
Mm-hmm. As an action item. Yeah.
As an action item. Yeah, I got it. Okay.
So are we ready to move on to director?
This is maybe dumb, but you know, I'm dangerous now because I was forced to read the personnel manual again. Do we require a physical?
Yes, sir.
For just security personnel or everybody?
We require a physical examination at Concentra for every employee that comes on permanent full-time.
Good.
Thank you. That's great. Mm-hmm. Just ask her and she knows.
Consistent with the manual, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I just love that personnel manual.
Since this is a personnel meeting, I do, because I read the manual, I was forced to, and I'll tell you why some other time. I do have like 3 pages on each of the individual items that we may want to at least revise or talk about or update.
I sent the personnel manual over to HR to go yesterday with all of our personnel policies, like the surveillance camera policy, AED, cell phones, dress. We had probably 20 or 30 policies. And so what they're going to do is they're going to revise and update the manual for compliance, consistency, and then they're going to take all of those individual policies and revise, update those, and they'll be added into the personnel policy, probably as addendums or and so then when we bring on a new employee, it's one packet that goes to that employee that includes all of those policies. So that when they sign and receive and understand the manual, they're also understanding that they have to wear seatbelts or whatever each of those individual policies.
Right. Right.
Okay. Since you talked about that, I'm thinking that we do need to put it on the agenda as a discussion item, the manual. And so you can say where that Brandon updated it.
So this is the personnel manual, which goes to all employees, which is the manual that talks about sick leave, holidays, all of those terms of employment.
Yeah.
And
okay,
then he's got a security manual that just...
That's separate. Okay.
And mine is maybe 25 pages, and his is like 250 pages. I think it's this giant.
Okay. Yeah.
And the personnel manual will come to and be approved by the board.
Okay.
That is something that comes to the board.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, so and I'll put these in an email, what I picked up.
Okay.
And I'll send them to you just if there's anything in there you think you want to add or got overlooked.
Right. Well, and making all of our manuals, policies, job descriptions as clear as possible, all of the district code. I mean, we just had the question about the vice president and president, and it says in the district code for you that you can hold those offices for 2 years, for 2 terms, a total of 4 consecutive years. But it doesn't say if I've got a 2-year break, can I run again? So that has brought up a question. What do they mean by that? I've had to take it to the lawyer. And if it would have just been spelled out in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So just making things as clear as possible. It's kind of like, you know, the Declaration of Independence. So that people can look at it and read it and follow it and say these were the intentions when this was laid out.
So we will have to address those things.
And we'll just start at the top and rewrite every policy, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
Everything needs to be redone. There was a big push in, like, 2011, 2012 to update policies, but there are policies still from, you know.
That was the last update on the security manual, wasn't it?
Yeah,
March
there was a big push right there. Yeah.
Correct.
Wow.
So can we just go back for a minute because my brain is sort of fried right now. What did we decide on the security manual? And
That it's gonna go through the union, but I don't feel like it needs to come to the board. How many pages do you think it is, Randy?
The security manual, probably about, for the patrol procedures, is going to be about 30 pages.
Oh, so it's not that bad.
No, it's not too bad. And really, it was just changing some wording. Because, as you know, we don't have a chief anymore, so it's just taking mm-hmm. out some of them words. And then also, we've cut down on, like, the paperwork that we do, so we don't, you know, physically fill out dispatch cards anymore.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
right. So there's a lot of stuff that kind of pertained back to the old ways that just needed to get taken out.
Okay, so I'm sort of stuck on the idea that you guys know what you're supposed to do, mm-hmm. theoretically. And I'm not sure that the community understands, because we have a lot of community complaints about this, that, and the other thing, whatever you want to talk about. But it also, to me, the complaints sometimes represent what they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they don't know is often something that is in the manual or someplace. It's a CCNR rule or whatever the case might be. I don't know. I guess maybe when it's done or when it's back, the board,
we'll send it to you.
The board should see it, or, you know.
Well, that's a, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's a couple things in my head here. First of all, with what we're going to do here next Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
Without the manual,
mm-hmm.
that's enough.
That's
oh,
enough.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, we
yeah.
don't want to go, I mean, you know, we would be eating a midnight snack here.
I've got my tent and pitching it out
and,
there.
And,
Brandon,
and,
you don't
and
have
then,
to stay for
then,
the whole thing.
I don't think Brandon can completely do what we're asking him to do, update the manual,
mm-hmm.
until we do this part.
Okay.
Because this
well,
goes...
Well, that's true.
Yeah, this is the next step.
This is absolutely mm-hmm. true.
And,
this is another
and
change.
Then, and yeah, I have no problem with you... When we have a revised manual,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
which I don't know where that either comes here, or goes to security, goes someplace. They
well, it
can,
goes to HR
they can,
first.
They can air that out, and whatever gets decided at that level can go to the board where you have a completed document.
Mm-hmm.
And if
mm-hmm.
there's any, or the board can make a
job
radical change
job descriptions,
or tell you
have
a spelling
yeah.
error or whatever mm-hmm. they're going to do.
Sure.
And then we'll approve it, or mm-hmm. we'll accept it, and it can go into whatever it goes into.
Right.
And
on
we
the
can,
website or whatever.
We can tell the community that it's there.
Well, you could, but the other thing you can do is understanding that if it's more than three paragraphs, the community will not read it.
Oh, God, I know. Yeah.
So if you want to really, if you want to, in the end, if you want to do something that the community can do this with one time and hopefully remember some of it, then we should then encapsulate that, starting with, okay, our job is observe and report.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Here's what that means. And then we go from there. And in addition to observing and reporting, we do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we, whatever it is we do. And we get that into an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper.
One page.
Which is going to be no easy task.
This
but
right, right.
Yeah, and that you know, and you can say for additional information, and you put the link at the mm-hmm. bottom, mm-hmm. back to wherever you put it on the website or
sure.
wherever you put it.
One of the things that we started discussing at communications was ways to get the community involved so that they will read the pipeline and they will understand what their responsibilities are for the gate, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So one of the things we wanted to do was get a collection of CCNRs, the most important 10 or 12 or whatever that you deal with. So the second part of that could be another list.
The back side of that suggestion. Page.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll laminate them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I mean, we can present it here anytime, but that would also be something that I think we could do it in communications.
And I know that if, as an employee, especially an employee who maybe isn't working 40 hours a week, to have something to refer back to and say, oh, my number one job responsibility is to accurately understand their information as they're coming through the gate, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And then give some bullet points like
yeah.
first and last name, address they're going to.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So that they can just have an instant like, oh, guide right there.
And also
and they
so
can
that
review
the
it and, under, and just put it in their memory.
And so that the community understands if there's a holdup in the line and you're not doing what, as a resident, you're not providing the information or doing the process that you're supposed to be doing at the gate, then you're part of the problem.
Then you're part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So that's why exactly. I brought up this whole thing in communications,
yeah.
Because it's not... There's so many... There are so many issues that come up, that really do come up because of a lack of understanding in the community of what's supposed to happen, what it's like to live in a gated community. Do you have to follow any rules? You know, I mean, all of that, to me, has to be reiterated every so often, maybe more often than than I even think. But I really would like to see, and we talked about this, these kinds of things are the things that we have to give the community information about as a responsible resident. And it is one of the things that I'm very adamant about is that you do not treat our patrol officers or our, what's the RMA?
Compliance
officers as poorly as they have been treated in the past, and that if you expect to be respected, then you have to give that back. So that's just...
And I think that something that's important to add to that list for the community mm-hmm. is to say, if you have a question about security, call, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Brendan, call the South Gate
mm-hmm.
because they're... less busy than
yeah.
the North Gate. And I mean, I just had a thing where somebody was calling the North Gate, and he finally said, I have to let you go. I have a backup
mm-hmm.
at the gate.
Mm-hmm.
I can't talk anymore about this. I have to let you go. So,
also,
I think that's important. Like, I always call the South Gate first.
Yeah.
We own the South Gate.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so, the South Gate patrol officer.
Gate
officer would have that information, you know, and would be not more likely, but anyways, they would be the people to call.
Yeah. Clarification, mm-hmm. I guess it mm-hmm. appears that we own the South Gate and the North Gate air conditioner.
Yes, which I just called about.
Only very temporarily.
Yeah, it sounds like they need more parts. They're putting in a brand new air conditioner.
Even more?
Yeah, that it wasn't done yesterday, I guess. So I'm going to call him as soon as we're done here.
Right. Yeah.
And follow up, because I want
the
rental one to be out of there.
Yeah, I'll go see Rod Hart.
Okay. I have...
I think we're off topic.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. I have information for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. I think we're good.
Perfect.
And... Amelia, so my poor frazzled brain at this point. I will check in with you to get the gist of everything that we did today.
Okay.
Okay.
And then Brenda's going to write me today your security report.
The list of the equipment, the use, and what observe and report means.
What observe and report means. And I'm going to add that in under the summary in the very first paragraph of the job descriptions.
Okay.
So that everybody knows.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have we done this?
Director comments?
No, I don't have any. Not yet.
And I think I've made all of my comments already.
So are we adjourned?
We are adjourned.
9:41. Thank you.